SBS Radio.
Hello, everyone. Well, we're talking with Jeremy Donovan. He's a cookie allergy man from far north Queensland. And Jeremy is one of Australia's most, I guess, celebrated keynote speakers. He's a performer. He's a father of four children. And most importantly, he's a supporter of the Stop It at the Start campaign. This is a campaign that's aimed to help break the cycle of violence against women and their children by encouraging adults to reflect on their own attitudes and behaviours and to talk about respect with young people. Jeremy, as I mentioned, a lot of people know you from the work you do around the country, and I guess we'd call you a role model. You're a community and cultural advocate. You are a father. How important do you think having those respectful relationships across the community is?
Yeah, thanks, Aunty Rhoda. It's wonderful to be part of this campaign, the Stop It at the Start, because respectful relationships in our community, I think, start with us as the elders or as leaders within our communities, and we have to set an example that says our kids model our behaviour, and it's critical that we show them the best way to interact with people in a really positive and safe way.
So you've done this a lot. You've been in communities. You're having these conversations. But for many of us, we go, respectful relationships, what actually is that? How did you learn about having those respectful relationships?
I think for me personally, unfortunately, I look back on my past, on sort of my behaviours as a young person where I found myself incarcerated as a result of, I guess, really negative behaviours and negative relationships. And when I started having my own children, I realised that if I didn't change the person that I was ultimately going to bring up children that thought that was okay. And it really became, you know, a critical part for me to find out how was it best to raise children, and it was best to raise my children in an environment that was full of love. And so I think for me, unfortunately, a lot of my respectful relationships have been self-taught, but have been driven by the motivation that I want my children to grow up the most respectful people they possibly can be, and that I had to be the one that led that way in the family to say that sort of dysfunction and belittling people and their attitude was not functional, and it certainly wasn't going to shape great people of the future.
So important for us to actually recognise and reflect what our own attitudes and behaviour is in regards to respecting women. And I'm sure you've heard many excuses, Jeremy, as we all have. How many times have we heard, oh, boys will be boys? And often I think we make excuses unknowingly, but it is about disrespect as well. How do you think those sorts of excuses contribute to that disrespect with women in our communities?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a boys will be boys attitude that disrespecting women is okay is absolutely not okay. But if boys will be boys, then boys should be the ones that are starting to protect the women, that are calling out any dysfunction, and certainly not turning a blind eye to even as much as derogatory comments towards women, let alone escalated comments that can often turn into arguments, that turn into fights. That we really have to do everything we possibly can to eradicate any of those behaviours and ensure that women are celebrated and not, I guess, there is nothing done to take women down in terms of making them feel vulnerable or unsafe within communities. That there's never an okay excuse for disrespecting women.
Indeed. We're speaking with Jeremy Donovan, a supporter of the Stop It at the Start campaign. Jeremy's a father, and we all know as our children grow, we sometimes have very different conversations. And of course, it can be very hard with young people trying to even talk to them, particularly around that teenage age. And we sometimes go, oh, they're just going through a phase. But how hard is it sometimes talking with young people about being disrespectful? You got any guide for parents out there of how we do start the conversation with our young people to show them that disrespectful behaviours and attitudes is just not on.
Yeah. So I wish there was a handbook, you know, a 101 to, you know, raising respectful children, raising respectful boys, especially when it comes to the narrative of respecting women. But unfortunately, I haven't found that book on the shelves. Respecting women is something that I'm constantly talking to our children about. Under no circumstances are they allowed to sort of lash out with any form of violence. If you excuse it, I believe, when they're 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, that you continue to excuse it as they get older, stronger. And obviously, when those frustrations come out, it can become so volatile. And so really stamping out those behaviours as a young family has always been a very critical part of the conversation. And critical for the girls, my daughters or my nieces in my family, to understand that it's never excusable. The first person they should always be coming to if anything happens like that is me. So we can continue these conversations and ensure that family remains safe, the house remains safe, because I think our houses reflect our communities. And if our home is not safe, then unfortunately our communities are not safe as well.
A strong cultural man, Jeremy Donovan there, a supporter of the Stop It at the Start campaign, talking about the ways we can address issues in our community. As a cultural man, Jeremy relies on his culture. It's a form of healing. But as we all know, as First Nations peoples across the country, we are incredibly proud of our culture. And part of our culture is about respect. You can find out more about this campaign and access great resources and information by going to respect.gov.au.
sbs.com.au